Larry Weber is an author, an educator, a naturalist, and an all-around great guy. And he joins us for Backyard Almanac at this time every single Friday right here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning, good morning. And, you know, you're such an early riser, and we had a clear sky, so I'm sure you saw the wonderful blue moon that we have out there this morning.
Hey, the blue moon and I were schmoozing all night long.
No
kidding.
It was
peeking in my window.
I think you should go back into your stack of music and find the song, Blue Moon. But this is the second full moon for the wonderful month of July, and yes, this is the last day of July. Looking back at the month, we were, anybody who spent the last 2 weeks here, this is no surprise, but we were hotter than normal. The normal temperature for July for Duluth is somewhere around 66. We are going to end it at about 69. The first half of July, we only had 5 days that got above 80, but the second half, we had 11 of them. And if we make it today, that would be 12. However, your forecast says otherwise, but still we had plenty of heat. The hottest temperature of the month officially at the Weather Service was 89 degrees, and that was last Sunday. Now, lots of places, including my own home, we got over 90. And so it was definitely warm. We are going to start, we're going to look at the precipitation. We had, statistic-wise, we really weren't that far off of normal. Normal is about 3.8 inches. We've had about 3. However, that's a little bit misleading because in the last 2 weeks, we haven't had much at all. So it was mostly, again, on the earlier half month that we had that. We are starting the wonderful month of August tomorrow. I refer to it as Awesome August. It is just an outstanding month to see nature happenings. There's something new every day. Some of the things of note are this. If you look at the calendar, halfway between the summer solstice and the autumn equinox, halfway between the two is the first week of August, or putting it in different words, it's midsummer. But there are many things that are showing some trends toward autumn. A good example, the sun rises and sunsets give us more than an hour less daylight than what we had at the solstice, and that's going to continue rapidly getting shorter as we go through the month. Well, this brings about some responses. The birds are done nesting now, except for the goldfinches who have to wait until the thistle seed, the thistle down, is available for nesting, and yes, they are nesting now. But the birds, for the most part, are done nesting, and they're traveling around as a family unit. Yesterday, I watched as a family of yellow warblers passed by. Really interesting thing to see. Well, these families often start mixing with other families. This is especially true with warblers, and even to the point of being different species. And then as we build up through the month, these species start to move on. They get restless, and the days get shorter, so they start to move on in a migration. And it's not unusual at all to see flocks of warblers later in the month. That could be several species altogether. And that's with the warblers. And then you have things like the chickadees, which are non-migratory. But yesterday I watched a family of those moving by as well. And the young, which are quite well plumaged as the adults are, they were still hanging around with the young. Then we have other birds such as swallows and shorebirds, which already are migrating. So, like I said, we may seem like to be a long way from autumn, but that's good signs of it. Bird songs have pretty well slowed down. There are a few persistent ones, red-eyed vireo, wood peewees, and indigo buntings in particular. There are a couple others this morning on my walk. I heard yellowthroat and swamp sparrow as well. So there are a few birds that sing, but for the most part, the bird singing is much done. Other things of note, we watched, I was teaching a class this week for Master Naturalists, pretty much always around Boulder Lake Environmental Learning Center north of Duluth. Well, one of the things they have there is a bat house, so we congregated around the bat house to watch the flight of the little brown bats as they leave after dusk. The typical scenario is about a half hour to 40 minutes after sunset. So if you look at the sunset time and then project it 30 to 40 minutes later. That's when they would go out and fly. It was interesting to watch because little brown bats will congregate in some very large numbers, and so it's just a beautiful flight to see. Other things of note, we saw a large number of frogs that have emerged from the nearby water. Leopard frogs were most abundant, but during the course of the week, we also saw wood frogs, spring peeper, and American toads. Mink frogs are in the lake as well as our green frogs, so there's plenty of those. Butterflies and moths are still active. One of the things we did this week was hang a sheet, put a light on it during the night, and attract various kinds of insects. The insect that was most common was the caddisfly because we were so near water, and caddisflies live as their immature stage in water. But then we also had a good number of moths. The other insects of note, of course, are the dragonflies. They have an immature stage in water as well. And as we start getting later into the season, the two dragonflies that prevail are the smaller ones that are red and yellow called meadowhawks, and then the larger one called darners. And we saw both of those this week. We also saw a plethora, just a huge number of spider webs. And one of the awesome things about awesome August is the huge number of spider webs that show up. Now, we need to have some dew or some fog for them to be seen, mostly in the morning. And if we don't have the dew, it's a little easy to not even know they're there. But you get the proper conditions, as we did one day this week, and they were just terrific. And we will see plenty more as we go through the month now. Other things of note, we're having a real shift with the roadside wildflowers. The prevailing flowers for the month of July, the milkweed, the fireweed, and the evening primrose are all waning now. They are not too quickly to disappear, but they are waning. And their place is being taken by the dominant flowers of August, and that is goldenrod. So I've already seen five species of those. Aster, I've seen six species of those. And sunflowers, and I've seen four species of those. And they tend to linger a lot longer. They will go all the way into September. And boy, they're all native flowers. That's what's so cool about them. And they're so common. And unfortunately, people say bad things about goldenrod, but it doesn't deserve that. We have at our house, we've had daylilies blooming throughout the month of July. They're on their way down now, and their place is being taken by phlox, also known as Sweet William. And golden glow sunflowers, which means we're still going to have plenty of color. It may be a little surprise to hear this, but speaking of color, we're also getting some color of leaves. Yeah, there are two plants that are already showing quite a bit of the color we associate with autumn. One of them is the dogbane. A little flower grows on the roadsides, a cousin of milkweed, and it's yellow. The leaves turn yellow very early in the season. The other one is the vine called Virginia Creeper. As part of our class this week, we went down to Park Point, and there were several places down there where Virginia Creeper was already bright red. Plenty of berries still out there, a chance to find and sample raspberries, juneberries, yes, still some lingering strawberries, pin cherries, choke cherries. We had a chance to find and taste every one of those. Then there's a number of berries that we don't usually eat, such as bunch berries, sarsaparilla, dogwood, blue bane lily, baneberry. I don't recommend anybody to eat that one because it is a bit nasty, and honeysuckle. So plenty of those going on. The one thing that I've been looking for in the woods that's been a little bit of a disappointment, and we did not see much this week, is mushrooms. And that goes back to what I was talking about earlier, that there was not too much rain in the recent weeks. Now, if we get some rain, we will see plenty more as we continue to go. So it's going to be an outstanding month to look forward to. This is a transition time. One of the other things that we did this week, and it's always amazing, is get out the telescope and take a look at Saturn. And for anybody who has never seen Saturn, now it is visible in the southwest sky. And if you have a chance to see it with a telescope, it is just spectacular. Saturn will be around for quite a while. It's already been around for a long time. It will be around for quite a while longer. So, yeah, Lisa, happy blue moon, and welcome to Awesome August.
I'm a big fan of Awesome August, Larry, and thanks as usual for joining us, and we'll schmooze with you again next week.
Yep, take care.
Larry Weber this morning. He is an author, naturalist, all-around great guy, radio host, you name it. Larry Weber's the guy. And he joins us every Friday at this time right here on Northland Morning.